This is TWiT.
Ryder in Manhattan Beach is making my heart go pitter-pat.
Oh, hello, Ryder. Thank you, Heather. What's up?
Hello.
Hello.
So, I've been saving up my money for a while for a laptop to play these three games called Terraria. You've probably heard of this one. Minecraft.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
And eventually, I want to play the Oculus Rift when the consumer...
Sure, who wouldn't?
And I'll need to free tech support because my mom, my parents, we're more of an Apple family, but I want a PC so I can play.
Oh, you're breaking their heart. It's like they raised you a Democrat and all of a sudden you said, I'm voting Republican.
So,
you don't know the half of it.
Oh, that's mom in the background, isn't it, Ryder?
Yep.
You're breaking their heart.
I also want... What?
How old are you, Ryder?
I'm 8. I mean, 9.
9?
Saying 9.
And you've been saving up your money and stuff, and how much do you have to spend?
$600 to $700.
Jiminy Christmas. Okay. And I guess mom and dad, there's nothing they can do about that. They're just, you know, they want you to buy an iPad, but no.
No, I have an iPad mini.
Oh, so you don't need that.
Helping me get the PC.
Yeah. Well, it's true. For Minecraft, you could play Minecraft on a Mac, but for Terraria, yeah, that's a PC. Oculus Rift, you're a little premature on that one. I wouldn't worry too much about the Oculus Rift. It's very early days yet.
I know, but still.
In fact, it would cost you $600 just to get the Oculus Rift, so.
I've heard it's, like, going to be $350 to $500.
Yeah, we don't know, and we don't know when it's going to be. I have one. I bought it when they did a Kickstarter. Those who are not as hep as Ryder, it's a virtual reality goggles that you put on. You do need to attach it to a computer, and then you can look up and down, left and right, and eventually you'll be able to play a game. Have you ever tried them before, Ryder?
I haven't tried Oculus Rift, but I have tried the Samsung Gear VR, which is powered by Oculus Rift.
Yeah, that's interesting because you take a Galaxy Note 4 and you slot it into some inexpensive... basically holder, and it's kind of cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you think you would, I mean, though, after a couple of days, you think you'd still use it?
Yeah, totally.
Okay. You know, I think actually Microsoft is doing something that may appear before the Oculus Rift, believe it or not. They say this fall, called the HoloLens. Have you seen that?
Yeah, but it's AR.
Oh, yeah, and you want VR.
I want VR.
Well... here's why I like AR, especially for, by the way, Microsoft, which owns Minecraft, showed this with Minecraft, is you can still see mom and dad, you can still see your Cheerios, but while you're having breakfast, you can also be building in Minecraft. Pretty cool, huh?
Wait, so you could play like Minecraft and Terraria and things like that on?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but you're still, unlike Oculus Rift where you can't see anything, so your little brother could sneak up on you and smack you on the back of the head. You don't want that.
I don't have a little brother or a little sister.
Yeah, well, don't be so sure of that. I think mom and dad want another Apple user in the family, so just, you know, I would play that part down. Mom's blushing now. So I'm just teasing you. You know me. I'm just a tease. If you had a little brother or sister, I would be it. And I would smack you on the back of the head if you had an Oculus Rift. But see, when you're wearing the HoloLens, you can see them coming. Or your friend or your buddy or whatever. And so, yes, you can play Minecraft. And it looks like Minecraft, like you're building a castle, and it looks like it's right in front of you. But if you look left, you can still see the room you're in. If you look right, one of the things you can do is you can bend over with a HoloLens, look through the window in the castle, and see the room inside.
Cool.
Yeah. It's really cool. Here's what you should do is just Google HoloLens Microsoft, and they have a nice video demo, and you can see how it would be used. I am excited. I understand your interest in the Oculus Rift, and it is a different kind of thing because it's virtual reality that kind of takes over your reality. But I think augmented reality may end up being something even cooler. Nevertheless, the nice thing about this, if you buy a PC today, Microsoft has already said free upgrade this fall to Windows 10. Which is a requirement for the HoloLens. The HoloLens actually is a Windows 10 computer.
Wait, so all Windows 10, Windows 8.1 computers are a free upgrade?
Yep.
All of them?
Yep. And all Windows 7 computers. Yep.
So I also want... So what should I buy? I want...
Mom's whispering in his ear. Okay.
One that... I want one that has... From a place that has free tech support, like Costco or...
You don't need tech support. You're smarter than the... You're smarter than the kid at Costco. You're going to call. I know what you're saying. Mom and Dad and are Mac people, so they're not going to understand you. They just don't understand.
Mom needs tech support to keep up with this one.
Yeah, you... Mom, Ryder is going to be tech supporting you. I don't think you need to worry about this so much.
My dad, of course, really won't... Because he's just, like, barbecuing right now.
Yeah, that's what dads do. They like fire. Dad goes, fire, good. Make steak. You play computer. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm a dad. I know that. So, I think, let's see, your price range is about right. There are lots of good choices. Did you think, Ryder, whether you want a desktop or a laptop?
Definitely a laptop.
Definitely.
Something I can bring to my friend's house and still have time to play with them.
Yeah. Well, the best PC laptop out right now, and I'm telling you, I have one and I am crazy about it, starts at $800, I'm sorry to say. But maybe Mom and Dad could kick in a little bit and help you out on this. Hang on, I'll tell you about it. In fact, it's going to make Mom and Dad jealous because it's like even better than a MacBook Air. It's like the coolest thing ever. But we'll tell you right after this. Leah LaPorte, the tech guy. You are learning coding, are you? Do you any of that?
We do that at school.
Good. Good. That's one of the things the president said on Friday. He actually did an interview with Kara Swisher, my friend Kara, at Recode, and he said that part of it's like reading, writing, arithmetic. In fact, it's really part of arithmetic now. People should learn the logic of computer programming as part of their education. I think you're in, what grade are you in?
I'm in third.
Wow, and you're learning coding. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That is really great. We've been trying that. I mean, people of a certain age remember Logo and Turtle Graphics, and you put the pen down, and you turn left, and you go three steps and stuff. So there's a program I'm going to recommend. Mom, listen up. It's for your iPad called Tinker, T-Y-N-K-E-R.
Yeah.
Great program for teaching coding to kids Ryder's age. And actually, it'd be good for you, Heather, too. Anybody, any age. I love Tinker. It's really fun, but it actually gets you pretty far down the road on that. I would say, Ryder, well, okay, so... If Mom and Dad are willing to kick in a little bit, I think the Dell XPS 13, the new 13-inch Dell, is beautiful. It might even make an Apple user kind of jealous. It did me. It did me because it's kind of – and I think the next MacBook Air will look a lot like it. It's a beautiful – small – it's as big as a 11-inch MacBook Air, which is about as small a laptop as you can get, but – It has a 13-inch screen. Now, there's something else. If Mom and Dad want to save a little money and you want to save a little money and maybe save up for that Oculus Rift, that's actually really good and probably for a third grader be perfect. This is from HP. It's a Windows 8.1 computer. It's called the Stream. And they have 11-inch, they have 12-inch, 13-inch. I'm holding up the 13-inch, I think, or 12-inch. Of course, you're watching on the radio, so you have no idea what I'm holding up. But... Mom will like this, and you will like it because you're on a budget. This is about $200, $200 to $300, depending on the size of the screen and so forth. It is a perfect computer, I think, for your first laptop.
Cool.
Yeah, and you'll save some, and I would keep saving the money because, you know, the Rift and the HoloLens and all of that. But this is a Windows 8.1 machine. It comes with Office, a free year of Microsoft Office. I don't know if you really do you do much spreadsheeting, but maybe he does. I shouldn't laugh. But I think the HP Stream is really surprisingly good for the price. So
I think I'll get the XPS though because it sounds pretty amazing.
It's really amazing, but it's $800.
I don't want something that is good. I want something that's awesome.
Awesome. Ryder, you're a man after my own heart. Well, Mom and Dad will kick in a little bit. That one would get you through eighth grade. Those are nice systems. They're very well made. They're touch. You can get touchscreen or not. I don't think you need the touchscreen. But look at the, you know, when you go to the store, look at the HP Stream as well. Because for a budget computer, that is pretty amazing. At 200, this, the one I'm holding was $229. It's unbelievable. And I think they're very decent. So, But the XPS 13 is, in my opinion, the best Windows laptop out on the market right now. So if you want the best...
I think I'll go for that.
Okay. Mom, you've got some work to do here, but I can see that you have a very, very smart young man. Dell does have good tech support if you're willing to pay for it. I don't think you're going to need it. I really don't. But if you're willing to pay for it. But some of the basics, because Mom and Dad don't know Windows... I think, frankly, Ryder, you're going to be able to figure out most of it. But some of the basics, you can go online. There's some great books out there as well. I would just pick up a book about Windows 8.1.
I have this program called VMware, and it lets me, like, play Windows, like, software.
Yeah. Yeah, that's I use that, too.
So it really helped me learn about it, and I haven't even had a class, but already I'm pretty good.
I figure you would be. You know, you can join the Microsoft Insider program and get a copy of Windows 10 for free that you can run in VMware on your Mac. That's what I do for Windows 10. And at least see what the next version. I think the next version of Windows is going to be killer. It's going to be really good. And boy, when that HoloLens, Microsoft says they've been working on this for 5 years. No one's heard a word about it. You've heard everything about the Oculus Rift, still can't buy it. Everything about the Samsung VR, you still can't buy. But Microsoft says, not only have we been working on this in secret for 5 years, we're going to sell it to you in the fall. Now, I don't know how much it'll be. It's not going to be $200, I don't think. I think it's going to be closer to 1,000. But you can start saving now. Do you have a paper route?
No.
I'm just teasing. Your mom and dad are great. They support you in this, don't they?
What'd you say?
They support you in you. They encourage you to do this, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Isn't that great? And you're obviously very smart. And I think that this is a wonderful way for you to expand. I mean, the sky's the limit. Once you understand technology, the future is yours. So I for one, look forward to living in a future where Ryder is running things. Okay, Ryder? Keep up the good work.
Okay.
All right. If I were Ryder's parents, I'd be glowing. What a smart third grader.